passage of scripture I'd like to read. There's just a thought come across my mind as I thought about this. I wanted to place myself there with Jesus. It seemed like it really troubled me that he went through what he went through. But as we get into scripture, the 17th chapter of John, for one verse, then we'll go on to Summer's End. The fourth verse, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou givest me to do. You know, I see Jesus there in the garden and of Gethsemane whenever he was praying, agonizing unto the Father. He was praying. He said, Father, I have glorified thy name. I have glorified thee on the earth. He said, I have finished the work that thou givest me to do. Now the work that God had given him to do, now we know that Jesus come to the earth to do God's will, the Father's will, not his will, but the will of the Father. And and the work that he laid out for him to do, he was able in the garden to say, Father, I have finished the work that thou givest me to do. If you've been saved today, he give you something to do. I don't know what he give you to do. I know what he give me to do. And I have not finished the work that he gives me to do yet. But my heart's desire and praying and agonizing unto the Lord that I will finish the work that he give for me. I can't do your work. You can't do my work. But we can work together hand in hand as we travel here. Now Jesus, he went to the garden. He prayed for me and you. He went to the garden, and in the garden was where that when Judas betrayed the Lord and the soldiers come and took him. Took him to the common hall of Pilate to the judgment, and he was judged by the things that he had done. It got rough for Jesus. And we find him again. The Bible said, I want you to imagine what he was going through now. He said, Father, I said, I glorified you on the earth. I finished the work that you give us for me to do. And now he's gone on through the judgment hall of Pilate, accused and amused. They planted a crown of thorns. I mocked him and pushed it down over his head. Can you imagine? But it wasn't finished yet. He has completed the work. But now he's got to go on and he's got to make the sacrifice. It's not yet finished. And the Bible said, and now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleopas and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he said unto his mother, woman, behold thine son. Then said he to the disciple, behold thine mother. And from that there the disciple took her unto his own house. After this, Jesus knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled. I thirst. He said, I thirst. Can you imagine the pain and the agony? Not just because his flesh was hurting, but it was a broken heart. Listen, he saw his mother standing by, and the disciple that he loved so dearly standing, gazing. Could you imagine taking, going to the persecution of your own child, going and seeing them hung on a cross, brother, for them to bleed and die for the sins of the world, brother, now let's go a little further. Now he said, in the scripture, then said, Jesus, therefore, I see whatever he said, I thirst. Then they put a sponge and fill with vinegar and just cut him up for him to drink. Whenever he took his lips, he would not drink. My brother, the Bible said that he bowed his head and he said, it is finished. Listen, then he gave up the ghost. Whenever he bowed his head, can you imagine what his own mother, the disciples, what they went through, knowing how they went there. I'm telling you today that this man called Jesus, he had to die that me and you might live.
Amen.
He had to die that me and you might overcome the works of the devil. Listen, ain't no wonder that the writer said, be strong in the Lord, taking everything that you could get, that you might be able to stand in the evil day. Brother, we ain't seen nothing yet.
Right.
Finish. Finish the work. We've got some work to finish. Listen, you just don't get saved one day and sit down on the seat of do nothing and expect to overcome the world. The devil will overcome you. Brother, Jesus, he had to overcome the world. He said, Father, I have finished the work that you give us some of me to do. And now on the cross, he said, it's finished.
Yeah.
He bowed his head in sorrow to do the will of him that sent me. Listen. Hey. I'm going to read one more verse of scripture. There was a man, and his name was Saul, become Paul. And he had work to do. He was only a disciple, or an apostle, become a great man for God. Just how great are we if we're spreading the gospel? I said this, I'm not no better than somebody else, but we're as good. Brother, listen, he said, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Jesus knew that the time of his departure was at hand. He finished the work. The Apostle Paul said, the time of my departure is at hand. He said, I've fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Brother, listen. I preach from a passage of scripture somewhere a long time ago. Maybe it said, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any of fellowship of the Spirit, if any vows of mercy fulfill ye my joy, that ye mine be like-minded, having the same love, being one accord, one mind. Listen, if we got any consolation at all in Christ Jesus, who hung on the cross, we are to be a happy people, ready to set forth our name and finish a race, going all the way. You may have to suffer a lot of things in this world to be able to finish, as Apostle Paul said, my departure is at hand. Man, he was shipwrecked. He was accused. He was abused. And from one prison to another, he finished his course. From one prison to another, he held the faith. Brother, it's a time that goes in to a bad time that we might be tested and tried. Are you ready to go into jail and home to be persecuted? How will you hold the faith? Can you say, Lord, I have finished the work. Can you give us for me to do? Listen, it's not something that you just sweeping under the rug. Oh, the Lord knows me. And the Lord knows why I am. Boy, He sure does. He knows how strong we are in our faith, how our understanding is of the Word. It don't matter to me if I don't know what John 3:16 is. It don't matter to me if I don't understand everything that I want to understand. But Lord, this is what is important to me. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And listen, He died that I could live if I keep the faith. Listen, is a battle from the altar all the way home, there's a battle. There's a warfare. Jesus went through it. The apostles went through it. Paul went through it. And me and you are well on our way. We have had it so good. Oh, listen. If somebody just don't do everything like we think that it ought to be, we puff up, we get mad. This is not in the teachings of the Word. Listen, we need to be like-minded in love according. Listen, if we have any consolation in the man that hung on the cross and looked down and seen his mother weeping in tears, don't you know that her heart it was broken, but she knew that her son had to go all the way. He had to die that we and you might have the faith to overcome the obstacles that we face. Where are we at? We need to take inventory of self. I'm not going to stand under judgment from my life, but I'm going to give an account for myself. He's going to have to give an account for himself. And these boys, as I read each one of them, and as they finished their course, Jesus and all the apostles, they had a work to do. Amen. You've got a work to do. Everybody may not sing, everybody may not preach, but we all are going to have to finish the work that He gave for us today. You say, preacher, I ain't never found my work. You need to get to praying. You need to get to praying. You may be way behind. I want my work to be caught up to power when He comes and calls my name. Because I know that I'm going to have to stand before Him and say, Lord, I fought a good fight. But Lord, you know you gave me a talent, but I went and hid it in the earth because I was afraid. Too many people are afraid or lazy and they just don't want to get involved, but they want to go to heaven.
Yeah.
I don't want to get involved, but I don't want to go to heaven. If there be any consolation and love for the man that hung on the cross, we need to shout the praises of him. That's all he's asking us, to pray in his name. Lift up holy hands. Listen to him that is able to save us. If we get through this thing, it's going to take him to see to it. And he can and he will see to it that we make it all the way if we put forth the effort. Many times in the Bibles, they said, no man stood by Paul, but the Lord stood with him. Isn't it wonderful? I feel like that there's many times in my life, in this world, I had to stand by myself. But the Lord stood with me. The Lord stood with me. Especially whenever our faith was put to the test. And let me tell you something. Your faith will be put to the test. If you got any, it will be put to the test. And what kind of race are we going to run? Can we at the end of the day look up and the night settling in, we're ready for to lay our bodies down for a little rest? So Lord, I finished the work you give me today. I'll be ready to hit it again tomorrow. But Lord, if you come in the stillness of the night that I'm asleep, I won't have time to pray. I'll be ready to go. I'll be ready to make the journey. As many, many people slips away in the stillness of the night. Lord said, I will come as a thief in the night. Can you imagine standing and looking up at the man, the Lamb, was chosen out of heaven to make the supreme sacrifice? He had a work to do, as me and you have a work to do. He finished his work in the garden. But he went on to make the sacrifice on the cross. That's what he said. He said it is finished. On the cross, he didn't say nothing about the work. He said it. He bowed his head and said it's finished. He gave up the ghost. He was in the hands of his Father. Oh, me and you in the hands of God. Are we in the hands of Jesus? Where are we at in our race? Paul said, I am now ready. Is it good to be able to say, I am now ready, man, to be offered up? If that's what the world wants to do with us Christians, offer us up. Are we ready? Or we need to get some things done? Or do we need to go back to things that we left undone? The Bible said if we know to do good and do it not, to us it is sin. We need to be every day at the closing of the day be ready to be offered up because our departure is at hand. Maybe closer than we think. If you were to get a phone call and your hair's passed away and nothing gone, I want you to believe that I fought a good fight. I have kept the faith, finished my course. We can believe that through one another.
Amen.
If we've got any confidence in one another, I can believe he's ready to go. He's made the crossing. He's in better shape than I am. Left here. Amen. I want you to stand. Get up.
Melissa, come and piano. You take inventory of yourself. Are you ready? Are you ready to be offered up? We're going to have a bad time. I believe this with all my heart. That we're going to give an account. Because we're Christians. Are we ready? Say, Lord, I fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I'm ready to go.